Hi. So this story is about the first time that I substitute taught at a school. So I was a sophomore in college, and I was really surprised that they let me do it. And so I was like, you know that I'm not even done yet, right? And they're like, listen, we really need someone to come in here. So I substitute taught at a small Episcopal school here in Baltimore, and I was substitute teaching for music and world religions, which was a very interesting experience at an elementary school. It was made more interesting by the fact that the teacher that I was substituting for had not left the key to any of the music CDs in his class, nor the boombox. I had no way of playing music for the children because I cannot read music. I was like, oh no. He had provided a couple of picture books for me to read to the kids, and I was like, we are going to read these as slowly as possible. And so I got through that, but then I had to teach world religions to the third grade. And in a similar vein, he did not leave notes for me to work with. What he had written down was, you know, the third grade has been reviewing the differences between the main five world religions. Just, they're written up on the board, just go over it with them and write down what they say. Yeah. That's a fraught situation to go into anyway. So I went in there and I was like, all right, I guess let's start with what do we know about Judaism? One child raised her hand and said, excuse me, Jews don't care about Jesus? Which set the children off. They had never heard something like that, and that was a personal affront. They were like, what? You cannot. Somebody doesn't care about Jesus. Like, it was very, most of the kids were very upset, but also, like, she was Jewish, and I was like, that's kind of true. I guess you can write that on the board, say it a little nicer. But then the next kid was like, sorry, excuse me, this is again the third grade. Didn't Hitler kill all the Jews? Whoa, first off, no. Second off, who told you that? Like, what is going on? And then from there, all these kids are raising their hands. They're being like, my cat is a Christian. It's like, no, probably not. Like, what's the difference between Anansi and a Nazi? That was another problem. I was like, honestly, at this point, everyone take a nap. Everyone put your head down at your desk. We're taking a nap. I was almost in tears. I was really upset. I was just like, I don't know how I'm going to deal with any of this. But I didn't have a break in the day, so the next thing I had to do was go out to recess with the second grade. And I was out at recess. I was like, kind of a little bit beside myself, trying to hold it together to be in front of the children. And this one little girl goes up and she finds a caterpillar on a tree. And she was like, I'm going to name him Little Johnny. I was like, whoa, that's incredible. And she continued to find multiple caterpillars and name them Max, Susan, and I think Tim. And they were just such nice names. It like warmed my heart so much that I was like, maybe I can make it just through this day. And I did. And I've actually now been, this has been my first year teaching at that school as the art teacher. So I've made it almost all the way through to the end of the year. And I work here too, actually, by the way. But but it's been really good. I've been working it out. Thank you.